right now on VFN TV, Vice President Mike Pence speaks at the commencement for the class of 2019 at Liberty University, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We are in some amazing days. We have leaders that love God, openly speak positive about God, but our vice president has been a follower of Jesus Christ many years of his life. And guess what? He is actually speaking at the commencement speech for the class of 2019 at Liberty University, by the way, which has over 100,000 students enrolled right now. It's an amazing day what's taking place. Remember, this is your Vice President of the United States of America honoring God and speaking about the future of our country. Let's join him now.
This is a remarkable class of remarkable achievements, and you all ought to be proud. This year's graduating class is from 50 states and more than 80 nations around the world. The oldest graduate is 87. And the youngest graduate is 17. Nearly 6,000 students graduated with honors. And as we already celebrated, more than 6,000 graduates are in the United States military or have military family ties. Thank you again for your service to the United States of America. Also among you are scholars, musicians, artists, and of course, athletes who led your men's basketball team all the way to the second round of the NCAA tournament this year. Let's hear it for Coach Richie McKay, the 2019 Jim Phelan National Coach of the Year. Well done, Coach. But you know, more impressive than your many achievements in the classroom and in athletics are the acts of kindness that have demonstrated the character of this class of 2019. I learned that Liberty students have actually performed more than 500,000 hours of community service. And nearly 2,000 of your faculty and students performed roughly 9,300 hours of community service in the Lynchburg community in the month of April alone. That's a remarkable record of charity and support. A few days ago, I actually received a letter from one of your graduates who I had the pleasure of meeting during a service at the Capitol just last year. He wrote to me that he came to Liberty to study a profession that he dreamed of doing as a child. He said he'd be honored to be able to serve his community and his nation, to be able to put on a badge. You see, he's a police officer who puts his life on the line for us each and every day. And today, Officer James Belcher is graduating with a degree in criminal justice. Congratulations, Officer Belcher. Where are you? Thank you for your service. And congratulations to all the Liberty graduating class of 2019. Let's hear it for this extraordinary group of young men and women. You know, this is a great day. Well, I can tell looking out at all of you that you know you didn't get here on your own. You know, there's an old saying back in the state of Indiana that when you see a box turtle on a fence post, one thing you know for sure is he had help getting there. And I know that's true of all of you. For the last 4 years, your professors and the faculty and the administration here at Liberty have poured themselves into your lives. The friends you made here, who studied with you, who prayed with you, who reassured you during those anxious days of papers and exams. I'll let you in on something. They're going to be some of the best friends you ever have in your life. And that won't change. But most important of all, long before you arrived on this campus, your parents were there. And they're here today. Every step of the way, they were encouraging you, supporting you, believing in you. And on this Mother's Day weekend, I can't help but think of the moms who drove you to school, helped you with your homework, took you to games. They got you dressed on that first day, and they hugged you on the last one. Can we just ask all the moms who are here with us today to stand up and take a bow? The class of 2019 knows they wouldn't be here without you. Today, you, the class of 2019, will graduate from an extraordinary university. You'll enter new careers and new endeavors. And they say timing is everything. In class of 2019, I just want to tell you, you picked a great time to graduate because after 2 years of the leadership of President Donald Trump, jobs are coming back and America is back. You are entering a growing American economy. It's true. The America that awaits your energies and ambitions and is experiencing a new era of opportunity and optimism. You're beginning your careers at a time when this economy is growing, and we've restored American stature at home and abroad. Businesses large and small in little more than the last 2 years have created more than 5.8 million jobs. Unemployment is at a nearly 50-year low, and there are more Americans working today than ever before in the history of this country. And this year, for the first time ever, there are more job openings in America than there are Americans looking for work. That's good timing, Liberty. Not that Liberty graduates are going to have any trouble finding a job. I can promise you the Liberty name carries great weight with employers all over the country. And I should know. I'm proud to say there are actually 4 Liberty alumni on the Vice President's staff at the White House today, and we're proud of each and every one of them. So the American economy is soaring. And you all ought to know that prosperity didn't just happen. Since day one of our administration, President Trump and I have been advancing the very principles and values that you studied and learned here at Liberty. Principles and values that are making our country strong and great again.
Powerful. This is not powerful. No, we are not going to cut away. We're going to go right to a commercial. We'll be right back after this message, and you'll see firsthand the full commencement speech given by Vice President Pence. Join us after the break.
I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 strategies to fight for your success. Listen, so many people in the world understand if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky. But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith what he's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO, I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator, I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody knows needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, you know, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why I'm writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that he has a wealth transfer coming and he wants to deliver wealth to his people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that he's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl. So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies, to be able to be positioned. Why? because a great harvest of souls is coming, and it's going to take many, many dollars to be able to bring in that harvest, and it's going to be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So get your, it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We're going to send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets? Maybe 500, 600 yeah. wisdom nuggets in addition to the success strategies. It's yours now, vfnkb.com.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going to go back to the 2019 graduating class, the commencement speech being given by Vice President Mike Pence. Let's join there now.
We've been rebuilding our military, standing with our allies and standing up to our enemies. And under this administration, if the world knows nothing else, the world knows this: America stands with Israel. Here at home, we've been expanding freedom, cutting taxes, rolling back the regulatory state, returning authority to the people in the states. And we've been upholding the foundation of our laws by defending, by nominating strong conservatives to our courts at every level. And I promise you, as of this last week, 103 judges confirmed to our courts, and every one of them will uphold all the God-given liberties enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. You're entering an America where you have a president and an administration that are standing strong for all the liberties we cherish, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion. And we stand without apology for the sanctity of human life. The truth is, when you leave Liberty Mountain, you're going to find an America filled with promise. And I know the men and women of the class of 2019 will thrive because you have the support of your families. You've gotten a tremendous education. And because here at Liberty, it was all built on a foundation that cannot be shaken. And I know what I'm talking about. You know, maybe like many of you graduates today, I was raised in a church home. But by the time I got to high school, I was one of those people who still went to church, but I was just going through the motions. I decided to go my own way. I got to college, though. I started to meet some people that I could tell had something I lacked. It wasn't just confidence or an easy familiarity with success. I really knew they had something that I didn't have. And the only way I could describe it was joy. They seemed to have a peace, regardless of their circumstances, and I was drawn to them. So I decided to start attending a Christian fellowship on campus. I had this friend who was wearing a really cool cross around his neck, and so I started asking him where he got it so I could get one. It's true. Frankly, I started to pester him about it. And I'll never forget the day I went up to him and I said, "Hey, man, I've decided to go ahead and do the Christian thing, so I want to get one of those crosses you wear, so let me know where you got it." And he looked at me and said something that I'll never forget. He looked me in the eye and he said, "Mike, you know, you got to wear it in your heart before you wear it around your neck." And I wrestled with those words for days. I didn't know what he meant, but I knew there was truth in it. A few weeks later, I found myself at a youth Christian music festival in Wilmore, Kentucky. I listened to a sermon or two all day long, and I heard those words that I'd heard ever since I was a little boy. That God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. But on that rainy Saturday night, I heard it differently. Sitting on that hillside, I realized that also meant that God so loved me that he gave his only son to save me. Overwhelmed not with guilt, but with a heart overflowing with gratitude, that night I put my faith in Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, and it's made all the difference. So I say, not so much as your vice president, but as a brother in Christ, if what you've seen and heard and learned in this place has also taken hold in your hearts, go from here and live it out. Share it. Because America needs men and women of integrity and faith now more than ever. It's true. The truth is, we live in a time when the freedom of religion is under assault. Yesterday, I was informed by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom that today, Christians suffer more persecution around the world than any other religion. In fact, the United Kingdom released a report just last week that said persecution of Christians worldwide is near genocide levels. In the last few months, we've seen unspeakable attacks on people of faith, on Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, on mosques in New Zealand, Christian churches in Sri Lanka, and on three historically black churches in Louisiana. No one should ever fear for their safety in a place of worship, and these attacks on people of faith must stop. 1 week ago, I was standing before the charred remains of Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Louisiana. And I must tell you, I was deeply inspired by the example of Pastor Gerald Toussaint. He's a pastor of one of the three churches that was burned. But he was the one that said on the day that they arrested the arsonist, he said, quote, "We've got to forgive him." Pastor Toussaint brought a community together with faith and grace. They overcame evil with good. And that's the kind of faith we need to see more of in these divided times. Faith that unites on a foundation of grace. Because we live in a time when it's become acceptable and even fashionable to ridicule and even discriminate against people of faith. Dr. Carson just talked about it a few moments ago. You know, it wasn't all that long ago that the last administration brought the full weight of the federal government against the Little Sisters of the Poor, merely because that group of nuns refused to provide a health plan that violated their deeply held religious beliefs. And when the state of Georgia recently was debating legal protections for the unborn, a bevy of Hollywood liberals said they would boycott the entire state. And when my wife Karen returned to teach art at an elementary Christian school earlier this year, we faced harsh attacks by the media and the secular left, and a major newspaper reporter actually started a new hashtag called Expose Christian Schools, inviting students to share their horror stories of Christian education. The freedom of religion is enshrined in our First Amendment and in the hearts of every American. And these attacks on Christian education are un-American. I'm proud to report our administration has already taken decisive action to protect religious liberty, and we'll continue to do that, just that. And I promise you, we will always stand up for the right of Americans to live, to learn, and to worship God according to the dictates of their conscience. The American people cherish our tradition of religious education. And as President Trump said at this very podium 2 years ago, on our watch, no one is ever going to stop you from practicing your faith or from preaching what is in your heart. That's a promise. But my message to all of you in the class of 2019 derives of the moment that we're living in today. You know, throughout most of American history, it's been pretty easy to call yourself Christian. It didn't even occur to people that you might be shunned or ridiculed for defending the teachings of the Bible. But things are different now. Some of the loudest voices for tolerance today have little tolerance for traditional Christian beliefs. So as you go about your daily life, just be ready. Because you're going to be asked not just to tolerate things that violate your faith, you're going to be asked to endorse them. You're going to be asked to bow down to the idols of the popular culture. So you need to prepare your minds for action, men and women. You need to show that we can love God and love our neighbor at the same time through words and deeds. And you need to be prepared to meet opposition. As the founder of this university often said, quote, "No one ever achieved greatness without experiencing opposition." So, men and women of Liberty University class of 2019, as you strive for greatness, know that you'll face challenges. You'll face opposition. But just know this. if like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you end up in the fire, there'll be another in the fire. So, class of 2019, my word to all of you is decide here and now that you're going to stand firm, that you'll put into practice all the things you learned here on Liberty Mountain, that you'll never give up, that you'll persevere, and that you'll always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that you have. And you'll do so with gentleness and respect, because our nation and our world need that message of grace and love maybe more now than ever before. And as you do these things in increasing measure, I promise you, you'll be blessed. You'll be a blessing to your family, to your coworkers, and you'll be a blessing to this nation. America has always been a nation of faith. And as our first Vice President, John Adams, said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So just know, as you strengthen your foundation of faith and the foundation of faith among the American people, you will be strengthening the foundation of America itself. So thank you for the honor of addressing you today. To all our graduates, I say, have faith. Have faith in yourselves, proven by what you've accomplished to get you to this very day. Have faith in the principles and the ideals that you learned here, and the noble mission that's always animated this university. And have faith that he who brought you this far will never leave you or forsake you, because he never will. So, class of 2019, this is your day. The world awaits. As you leave this place, go forth for liberty. Make liberty proud. We will all be cheering you every step of the way. And never forget, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And I know, right after we get done making this country great again, you're going to make America greater than ever before. Congratulations, class of 2019. You did it. God bless you, and God bless America.
Amazing days. Listen, comment below, hashtag amazing, hashtag Liberty University. What an amazing commencement by a Vice President of the United States. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray for all the graduating students, Father God, that you would inspire them, help them understand that they are the next leaders in the world, God. They are the next presidents and vice presidents. And dear God, we ask you, dear God, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John.
Yes.
There's this, you know, the Shekinah glory of God, the presence of the Lord, just awesome. There's a song that, that you know, we sing as believers, and we've sang, it's been around for a while now, but it's called, right. You know, Shekinah glory come down, where you're calling down the presence of God, you know?
The glory of God.
Yeah, I remember in one of the VFN churches that they were gathered together and they were in worshiping, and there's a brand new person in their fellowship, and they've never heard about the glory of God or the Shekinah glory of God. And so everybody's singing that song, you know, Shekinah glory come down, Shekinah glory come down. And, you know, and it seems like everything's okay. But you know, halfway through their gathering, this person leaves.
Right.
And then, you know, what was going on? What was happening? You know, so So finally, maybe a couple weeks later, the pastor goes over and sees the person and talks to them and finds out what's going on and says, well, you know, I was talking to my father, and I don't know who Shekinah is, but, you know, we're not really into worshiping any of these gods. And it was just so funny. They actually thought that it was Shekinah, that they were actually worshiping some god called
Shakira
or Shekinah. And, of course, she was able to explain what it was. It was so funny. You think about it. You're saying, where is this Shekinah or Shakira? What's going on right here?
That's really funny.
It is hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah.